We're holding by the second Mishnah on Nuntes Amud Beis at the bottom of the Yomim. Mishnah says, and we talked about this case in the previous parak, but now we're going to discuss it in more detail. Nazir shaya tamei b'safek u'muchlot b'safek. If a Nazir was at some point during his Nazirus, he became, or actually it would have to be, for the scenario of our Mishnah, to be exact, would be where all this happened on the first day of his Nazirus. If it happened later on, then you'd have similar dinim, but the numbers of days that the Mishnah is giving would be different. So Shahaya Tomei B'Safek, so he had a Safek on the, and again we're saying on the very first day of his Nazirus, whether he became Tomei Mess. And he was also a Muchot B'Safek, there's also a Safek whether he was confirmed as a Mitzvah. Now we've learned before that we've learned before that of the stages that a Mitzvah goes through, the stage when he's only being quarantined for 1 week or 2 weeks to see what happens with the symptoms of his Tzaras, those days still count towards his Nazirus. But we learned before that the days of Chalutah, the days when he's confirmed Mitzvah and has to be outside the city, and afterwards, once the tzaras is healed, 7 days after that, until he's able to bring his korbanos, those don't count towards his nazirus. His nazirus, we said that we don't even lose the days he counted until then, but the nazirus is basically suspended during that time. So now you have the situation, he has these two spakes. And then we talked about before how a person could be a suffix mitzvah. Anyway, the point is that that's how it was. Now, the problem then is like this. Let's review. A nazir who's tahor, of course, we know, just at the end of his nazirus, he brings his three korbanos, or an ola, a chatas, and a shlamim. He shaves, and that's that. In the case of a nazir tamei, we know he also brings three korbanos, two birds, one for an ola, one for a chatas, as well as a sheep for an osham, and then he shaves and restarts his nazirus, and eventually when he's tahor, then he'll bring the same three korbanos as he would have if he was tahor all along. What he goes through is, to begin with, once the tzaras is healed, then you have the procedure with the two birds that's mentioned at the beginning of Parshas Mitzvah. Those are not a korban, but we're going to be mentioning those anyway for completeness' sake, among all the various birds and animals that he has to bring. So he does those. Then he shaves his first shaving. Then he waits 7 days. So during those 7 days, his tumah is weaker, but he's still not. His tumah is not the severe tumah of a mitzvah, but it's still a weaker tumah. So then he waits 7 days. Then at the end of the 7 days, he shaves again, and the next day he brings his korbanos, which are now that with the mitzvah. It depends. If he's rich, then he brings three animals as a korban: one for an ola, one for a chakas, one for an osham. If he's poor, Then the ola and the chatas are birds instead, and the osham is still, there's no such thing as an osham of a bird, so that's going to be a sheep regardless. So with all of that, so now let's understand what the case is now in the Mishnah, what this guy does in terms of his various shavings and his korbanos. And again, we talked about before, as far as the shavings, it may not be that simple either, because again, if he's a man, then he has the mitzvah of not shaving his payas, in the case of a mitzvah, also there's shaving his beard, which he may not be able to do either, because again, it's a suffix whether he's a mitzvah. So that when we're talking over here about him shaving, the various times when he's shaving, then that might be, that might be only if he's a woman or a child. It might not work if he's a man. Anyway, the Mishnah says, so now he was tomei b'safik or muchot b'safik. So now, the first time he's going to be able to eat kodshim is 60 days into this whole thing. Because what's going to happen is that, as we're going to talk about, his korbanos, he's going to be bringing four sets of korbanos, but those are going to be at intervals of 30 days. The Gemara is going to talk about on the assumption that his nazirus was 30 days. If, let's say, if we're going to see in the Gemara, if his nazirus was longer, then if his Nezirus was longer than the interval between one set of Korbanos and the next, and between one shaving and the next, is also going to be longer. But let's start with the case where he was a Nazir, where his Nezirus to begin with was just for 30 days. So now what happens is, at the end, so he's a Suffolk, so again, it's a Suffolk whether he's a Metzora or Tomimess. If we knew that he was Tomimess, no problem. As soon as he's been sprinkled with Parah Adruma water the second time, he would shave, bring his Korbanos, and start his Nezirus over. If he was known to be a Metzora, also no problem. We would, right away, as soon as the Tzaras heals, he would go bring the two birds, start shave, bring his, wait 7 days, shave, bring his Korbanos, and then his Nezirus could resume. In this case, because it's a Suffolk, so he can't even do the first shaving, until 30 days. That first shaving might be the shaving for Nezirus Tahara, because it might be he didn't have either Toma, and therefore his Nezirus is done. It might be the shaving for Nezirus, it might be the shaving for another Tomei, because he might have been Tomei Mess, and it might be the first shaving of the Metzora, because he may have been a Metzora. And then, as the Gemara is going to say, at that point, he brings certain Korbanos, as we'll see in the Gemara. So meanwhile, now, though, he may have been a Metzora, and he's only had the one shaving yet, and he hasn't yet brought the Korbanos of the Metzora in that case. So therefore, he can't yet eat Kodshim. Therefore, he has to wait another 30 days. At the end of the second 30 days, again, he'll be able to shave, and then he'll be able to bring another set of Korbanos. Now, at that point, no matter what, he's done with Tzaras. Even if he was in fact a Metzora Muchlat, now he's gone through the two shavings and now he's brought the Korbanos. So now at that point, he's not a Mechusa Kapara as far as Tzaras anymore. The only question is, what's left as far as his Nezirus? Has he already fulfilled his Nezirus or not because of the Sfeikas? But at this point, he can already eat Kodshim because the fact that he has to bring Korbanos of a Nazir doesn't make him a Mechusa Kapara as far as eating Kodshim. So he'll be able to eat kodshim 60 days into this whole process. As far as becoming tamei mes, he's going to have to wait until 120 days, four times the original Nezirus. Because again, he has to go through all the possibilities. And the point is, the Mishnah says, she'ein tiglach hasanega doicha tiglach hasanazir bizmanshu vadei. Because the rule is that the shaving for Nega, the shaving for Tzaras, can be Doicha, the shaving of the Nazir, the Isser of the Nazir shaving, only Bismancho Vadai, only when it's definitely that he was a Metzora, for the reasons that we talked about at length in the previous parak. You have the point that and earlier in our parak, you have the point about Esa Doicha Lois Esa, and in this case that the Esa is Doicha, even a Lois Esa and an Esa. And there's the Rambam's point that in a certain sense, the Kedusha of the Nazir is suspended during this time, so there's not really an Esa involved. Whatever the case, that works only when he's definitely a Metzora, the Lois Bismanchu, Abba Bismanchu is Suffolk in a Doicha, but it doesn't work when there's a Suffolk. So therefore, that is why, unlike a regular confirmed Metzora, who would be doing his two shavings 7 days apart, here he has to wait 30 days between one and the next. And also, we're going to make the point in the Gemara that you can't say that one shaving should do double duty. That is why you have to shave each time individually. And again, only if we're talking about a woman or a child where they don't have the issue of shaving their payas or their beard, it wouldn't work for a man because he wouldn't be able to shave all those times because of suffering. But in any case, the point is that what our Mishnah is stressing is that if he had been a Vadai Metzora, then he wouldn't have to wait that long. We'll see in the Gemara what exactly then how long he's going to have to wait in that case to eat Kodshim and to be finished with his Nezirus. And the same way if he was, and so, because he's only a Suffolk Metzora, therefore instead of doing the shaving 7 days apart, he has to do them 30 days apart. So the Gemara starts off, Tana, we learn in a Braisa, Vamed Banam Amur Ben Nezirus Mu'etas. Now this that we're saying, 60 days and 120 days, that would apply only if it was a short Nezirus, only the minimum Nezirus of 30 days. Avu Ben Nezirus Bas Shana, but let's say to begin with he had taken on Nezirus for a year, then everything gets extended. Again, the idea is that the idea is that each stage is going to be the equivalent of one whole Nazirus. Therefore, Oicha B'Kodshim La'achas Shtei Shanim. So he's only going to be able to eat Kodshim after 2 years, because only after 2 years is he going to have taken the first two haircuts, which now it means that even if he wasn't with Tzara, he's done with that. And then he's, and his brought his Korbanus Nazir, and his brought his Korbanus for Tzara's. B'Shoisiyayin, B'Tamil Mason, La'achar B'Shanim. And he'll be able to drink wine and become Tamei Mes only after 4 years. For the same reason, because only after 4 years can we be certain that he's taking care of every possible permutation of Tuma and Tara and Nazirus. The Rambam even phrases it, and let's say the person had taken on Nazirus for 10 years, then again it would be 20 years before he can eat Kodshim and 40 years before he's done with everything. So everything gets scaled up. And we learned in the previous parak also, we had the Rav Chista had tried to say that maybe the only reason you need so long, maybe the only reason you need 30 days between one shaving and the next is enough time to regrow the hair. Maybe in fact the days of Tzaras could sometimes count towards the Nazirus, but we shlugged that up. And one of the things we shlugged it up from was our Mishnah, because if that were the case, or not our Braisa rather, because if that were the case, in our Braisa, he wouldn't need four years, he'd only need 3 years and 30 days, because at one point, between the one shaving of Tzaras and the other one, would only need to be 30 days rather than a full year. So now, with Tani Allah, now we learn in another Braisa about it, what does he do as far as the Korbanos? So again, we have to consider that in this scenario, there might be as many as 12 Korbanos that he has to bring, because there would be, there might be as many as 9 Korbanos that he has to bring, 3 for Tzaras, 3 for Nazirus Tuma, and 3 for Nazirus Tara. The problem with that is that not all those korbanos is he able to bring, because some of them are, because there are a lot of sfeikas over here, and certain of these korbanos you can't bring for a suffer. So v'toni Allah, so we learn on it in a braisa, umagaleach arba tiglochias, he has to shave 4 times, and again, that would be only if this was a woman or a child, would they be able to actually shave all the times. And then what korbanos do they bring by each one? Let's go through that. Tiglachas Rishona, when it comes to the first shaving, maybe Tziporim, he starts by bringing the 2 birds that are not a korban per se, but they're the one is shechted and the other one is dipped in the water and the blood and so forth. So he does that because he might have been a mitzvah, and that's the first stage of the tara of the mitzvah. Then he also brings the chata sa'oif. He also brings a chata sa'oif, which would be one. Now, if he's a mitzvah, he's not yet bringing korbanos, because a mitzvah is only going to start bringing korbanos the next time around after he has a second shaving. So as far as tzaras, all he's doing so far is the 2 birds. As far as his nazirus, he might be a nozer tame, so therefore he brings one of the korbanos for a nozer tame, namely the chata sa'if. Now Tosfos points out there's no reason he couldn't bring the ola sa'if as well. The same way a chata sa'if you can bring for a suffix, an ola sa'if you can also, because an ola sa'if can always be brought as an adab. So Tosfos says, okay, maybe all it is because the whole thing is only a suffix anyway, therefore the chacham didn't impose on him to bring the ola sa'if. And Marsha elsewhere points out, we talked about the other day, that since, after all, the Ola, really, we learned earlier in the Masechta, is only meant, it doesn't do anything as far as being Mechaper on him, per se, or to allow him to restart his Nazirus. All he needs to restart his Nazirus is one Korban, so the Chatas will cover that. The Ola is really meant, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, only as a Doran, just as a gift, to put him back on good terms with Hashem again. So therefore, we're not going to make him bring it for a suffer. On the other hand, there are Rishonim, Rabbeinu Peretz over here learns, And Tosfos earlier, discusses that, that maybe he does need to bring them, and fine, we're not mentioning it because, it's not necessary to mention. The point is, we're just trying to show that he has to bring some of his carbonus. We don't need to get into every single detail of what he brings. Anyway, so he does that. So he brings the birds to, in case he was a Metzora, and he brings one bird as a Chatos, and maybe a second bird as an Ola, in case he was a Nazir Tamei. By the way, the Mefoshim deal, the Achronim deal a great deal with the question that the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan that a Metzora is not able to have Korbanos offered on his behalf. The normal said, leaving aside over here the special case where we're dealing over here with a Nazir who's a Suffolk Metzora, but when you have, let's say, a regular case where a person is a Metzora, plain, then he can't, if he has other Korbanos that need to be brought, he can't send them to the Beis Hamikdash to be brought on his behalf until he's done with his Tzaras. The first Korbanos that he's going to be bringing are the ones at the end of his Tzaras. So how are we saying over here that he's bringing, that he's bringing some of his korbanos nazirus over here as well? So Achronim deal a great deal with that. First of all, they mentioned there's an explanation of Tosfos in other places in Shas that explains that it's not that a Metzora can't send any korbanos. It's only that if a Metzora is a Koyan, then he can't bring the special korbanos that he would when he starts his avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, or if he's a Koyan Gadol, the Minchas Chavitin that he brings every day. So in that case, according to them, a Metzora is able to send other korbanos, and there's no question in the first place. There's other ways of understanding, but then on the other hand, there's a different Tosfos in Moed Katan in that Gemara discussing what a Metzora is allowed and not allowed to do as far as korbanos, where Tosfos says over there that the Metzora can't send any korbanos. So according to that, then, the Rambam even adds that it's not machaper for him. So it's a different Achronim talk about different possibilities. Maybe over here it means that somebody can donate the korban on his behalf. The Or Sameach learns that it won't be machaper for him, but the korban is kosher. So therefore it could work. And then there's different other explanations.
What he brings is three birds. The two birds that are needed for the ceremony with the Metzora, together with the Eitz Erez and Ezev and the rest of that, and one bird for a Chafas. And then Tosfos again, Tosfos and the other Rishonim are discussing, does he in fact have to bring the Ola Sa'uf as well? Maybe as Tosfos says, because it's only a Suffolk, we're not going to require him to. Next, the Olas Behema, and that first time he's also bringing an Ola of an animal. Because that might be, in case he's a Nazir Tahor, then that would be one of the Korbanos that he's Chayiv in as a Nazir Tahor. Shnia, the second time around, maybe Chatas Oif for Olas Behema, the second time around he brings, after the second 30 days, or the second year, in the case of the Braisa, he brings a Chatas Oif and an Olas Behema, so now he's not doing the Shteit Siporim anymore, because of course, even if he was a Metzora Mukhlat, he's already taken care of that last time. Now, at the end of the second 30 days, the questions are, was he a Metzora Mukhlat? In that case, he has to bring the Korbanos of a Metzora. Or was he not a Metzora and he just has to bring the Korbanos Tumah of a Nazir? Or was he neither? Was he not Tomei and not, Mukhlat? And then he already brought Korbanos of a Nazir the first time around. So therefore, so he brings a Chata Sa'uf. That Chata Sa'uf will be possibly, again, one of the Korbanos of his Nazirus, one of the Korbanos of his Tzaras, because again, at the end of his Tzaras, he needs to bring three Korbanos, one of which is a Chata Sa'uf. So he does that. The Olas Behema, he also brings another Ola of an animal, because if the first time around he was just a Nazir Tomei, then now he's a Nazir Tahor, and that's one of the Korbanos that he's Chayev. So again, he could conceivably be bringing more of the Korbanos as well. In the case of the, in case he was a Metzora, he could also conceivably bring the Olas Oif, but again, he may not be required to. So he does that. In the case of all these chatois sa'oif, by the way, what's going to happen is, as the Gemara is going to say later on, those chatois sa'oif cannot be eaten because there's a suffix on them, and you can't eat a chatois sa'oif. You have a special heter, even though malika was done to it, it wasn't shefted in the normal way, but the Torah gives a special heter to the kohenim to eat it, but only when it was brought because of vadai, not when it was brought because of suffix, like in these cases. So therefore, it's not going to be able to be eaten. That's machlokas tanoim, whether such a chatois sa'oif is buried or burnt. So he does that. Shlishis maybe chata sa'oif for olas behema. The third time around, he brings a chata sa'oif and an olas behema. So now the third time around is definitely not for tsaras anymore. Tsaras he's definitely done with. But he might have been a muchot as well as a nazir tomei. So now then he's going to need korbanos for a nazir tomei, one of which is the chata sa'oif. He's also going to have to bring the olas behema because he may have been a Matsoda, but not Tummy Mess, and now he needs to bring the Korbanos for his Tara. And the fourth time, Revius, maybe Korban Tara, the fourth time around, he brings the full set of Korbanos that a Nazir Tahor would bring, because at that point, then for sure he's done with Saras and he's done with Tumah. Now, these last 30 days, or this last year, or whatever, was definitely Nazir's Tara, so at that point, then he's bringing all the Korbanos. So that's how it works out. So now we notice we are missing some of the Korbanos over here. And now the Gemara is going to go through and analyze what exactly he does as far as those missing Korbanos and why he's bringing these Korbanos in each of these cases. So the Gemara, by the way, that Amman points out in this connection that another detail that he needs, that Amman brings from the Tesefta, that another detail that would be needed over here is he's also going, now the din is, by a mitzvah, where you have the possibilities where you have different korbanos, if he's poor or if he's rich. By nazir, there's no such distinction, but by mitzvah, you have, if he's poor, he brings two birds and one animal, and if he's rich, he brings three animals, and the difference is, you can't bring a chatas oif, you can bring on a suffet, but not a chatas behema. So the Rambam also adds the detail that if this person is rich and can afford animals, he's actually going to have to write out a document giving away all his nechosim to somebody else before he can start this whole process, or not before, actually 30 days or into this process, because before he brings the korbanos that might potentially be the korbanos for his tzaras, namely the chatas oif, he can't do that if he's rich. Because if he's rich, the din is that if a rich person brings a poor mitzvah's korban, he's not yotze, so therefore he would have to first make himself poor by giving away all his possessions to somebody else, and only then could he do this that we're saying in the Braisa. Okay, so now let's analyze. The Gemara says, Amrit, so now we said, which is like we usually have Omamar elsewhere in Shas, Tiglachas Rishonim, maybe the Chola, that the first time around, he brings the two birds, and he brings the two birds for the ceremony and the chatas oif and the olas behema. So why is that? The Gemara says memanafshech. Because however you look at it, then he's covered. Shaper kamais, what he's bringing is correct. The e vade mitzorahu v'lav tomehu. If he was definitely a mitzorah, but he was not in fact tomehmes. Siporin chayvasa. Then the two birds are his chayva, because that's what he needs to get out of the first stage of tzaras. The chatas oif being a suffix, because we don't know whether he was a mitzvah or not, therefore we don't know at the end of these 30 days whether what he's bringing is korbanos for nezirus tuma, so it's only a suffix. Aslo the kvura, and therefore that bird is going to have to be buried. You know, actually, that would be, according to the Yehuda, according to the Chachamim, it would have to be burnt.
The ola havi in a dava. The ola of the animal is in a dava. So therefore, so now he's covered. He's brought one thing for each of the three possibilities that he might be at this point. So he's covered on all the possibilities. But the Gemara continues, ula galcha toch shiva iefsher. But we can't shave him. We can't have him shave within the 7 days. Or really at the end of the 7 days, whatever. We can't have him shave right at the beginning and 7 days afterwards, as an absurda usually would do. The Dilma lav mufotu, because after all, maybe he's not a mitzvah muflot, but Achmona Amitav Elayava Arosha Ad Malois. The Pasuk says that he can't pass a razor over his head until the days are completed. So therefore, because of that, his second shaving, instead of being 7 days later, as it usually would be with mitzvah, he would have to be 30 days later.
Here we're saying over here, Toich Shiva, the Orach Misher, in the back of the Gemara actually has the gears of Soif Shiva, which is really more correct, because you don't shave during the 7 days, you shave at the end of it. Now, the E Lav Mitzurda Vadai Havi. Now, by that first shaving, suppose that he was not a Mitzurda Vadai, Vahu Tome, suppose that he was only Tome Mess, then fine, he's still covered by the Korbanos that he brought. Because then we would say, Chata Sa'uf Chayvasai, then the Chata Sa'uf that he's bringing is actually what he's required to at this point as a Nazir who was Tome. So we said before, it's a suffix, so fine, but the one side of the suffix is it may actually be what he needs to as a nazir tamei. Siporin abroi kamisavdin, as far as the two birds, that's anyway being done outside the azara, so therefore there's nevaloi have a cholin ba azara, so you don't have the potential problem that he's bringing cholin into the azara. The olas behema have a nedava. In that case, the olas behema that he brings would actually be a nedava because, again, the only reason he's bringing the olas behema is in case he was a nazir tahor. So it's a suffix, but no problem. You can bring an olas behema anytime you want. So therefore, that first time he's brought one of the things that he needs for each of the possibilities. But the Gemara the ilav mitzoda who v'lav tomehu, and if he was neither a mitzoda and he was not tomeh messenger, then fine, same thing. Sipurin and abroi kamisavdin. Again, the two birds are being done outside the azara, so there's no problem doing that. Chata sa'if the kavura. The chata sa'if will be buried because, again, that would only be if he was a nazir tomeh. If he's a nazir tahor, it wasn't necessary, so it's being brought on a suffix. But olas behema havi chayvasei, and the olas behema that he brings will be the Olas behema, havi chayvasei, the olas behema that he brings will be for the actual chayva of that a nazir has completed his nazirus. We've learned before the opinion of the chachamim that said, which the halacha is like them, that we said that you don't have to bring all three of the korbanos, you could bring one of them and shave and you're still yotze with that. So that's why he doesn't have to bring all of them. So that seems to cover everything. But the Gemara asks, v'haboy osham, but don't you have that if he was a mitzoda, he also needs to bring an osham, and he's not there. Where is he bringing that? And the answer is Rav Shimon. The answer is that our braisa that's spelling this out would be according to Rav Shimon. The Amar Maisi Umasni. Rav Shimon would actually say that you could bring the osham, but you can make a tnai on it. You can say, If he was a mitzvah, then he's required to bring an osham. If he wasn't a mitzvah, then it'll be brought as a shlomim instead. Because the actual procedure that's done with an osham and with a shlomim is actually very similar. Both of them, they go, okay, the shlomim can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. The osham has to be shechted in the north, but that's not a big deal. You shecht them in the north, and that way you're covering that no matter what. The blood is applied to the mizbeach the same way. They're both shtei matanas shein arba. Both of them have their cut up and their murim only are offered on Mizbeach. The difference is afterwards what happens as far as the eating of them. The oshrim can be eaten only in the azara and only by male koyanim. The shlomim, if we knew it was a shlomim, the shlomim of a nazir is also only eaten for one day, but if this is shalmei nedaber, if this might be a voluntary shlomim, then you'd have 2 days to eat it, and anybody could eat it in the whole city of Yerushalayim. But fine, Reb Shimon says that's not a problem. So you treat it as though it was an osham just to be on the safe side. So you treat it as though it was an osham. In terms of the avodah of it, there's no difference. You do have to have in mind, normally when you bring a korban, that it should be l'shem a certain korban, but for you, fine. You say that it's possibly l'shem one, possibly l'shem the other. If it's needed as an osham, it should be an osham. If it's needed as a shlomim, it should be a shlomim, and you say Hashem knows the truth, and that's good enough, as long as you're not actually deliberately going and changing it to a different kind of korban. So you'll do that. The only difference is the osham of a mitzvah. If in fact he was a mitzvah and he has to bring an osham, then you'll have to also he'll have to also put the kohen will also put the blood of it on his ear and thumb and toe. But fine, there's no big deal. You're able to do that after you sprinkled the blood on the mizbeach. So actually, when the Gemara is asking over here about the osham, there's two possibilities. It might be that we're asking about the osham that a nazir tomei has to bring. It might be we're asking about the osham that a mitzvah has to bring. But all the mafoshim over here seem to say that we're talking about the mitzvah. So because the nazir tomei now Tosfos elsewhere explains, even Reb Shimon is going to say, listen, as far as the possibility that he's a nazir tomei, that he can wait until he brings it later on once he shaves the second time and he's definitely done with tzaras, therefore it's not ma'akev the first time around. But on the other hand, if he was a mitzvah and he has to bring an osham, so that's what the Gemara's question is, and the answer is Reb Shimon would actually say that's not a problem. You can actually bring the osham and make a tnai that if it's needed for an osham, it'll be an osham, and if not, it'll be a shlamim, and Reb Shimon doesn't have a problem with that. Now, the Chachamim do have a problem with that. They say you can't make such a tnai because it's called Mevi'in Kodshim Lebeis HaPsul. You're going to be causing that Kodshim are going to become Pasul unnecessarily because, you're making fewer people can eat it and you have, less time that you can eat it. So therefore, the Chachamim would not hold of that concept that you can bring an Osham like that with a tnai. So in fact, the Rambam, when he brings these halachas, says that he doesn't bring the osham at all. He never brings the osham. In other words, in that case, and the Ravid disagrees with that and says that what are you talking about? He does have to bring the osham at some point. In other words, so the Noisa Kalim on the Rambam understand the Rambam would say all Gemara that saying that you bring an osham is only according to Reb Shimon. The Chachamim would say, given that we hold that you can't bring an osham with a tanai like that, then there's no alternative. He's just not going to be able to bring the osham at all. As opposed to the Ravid would learn that the Chachamim would say that no, you can't make a tanai on that, but he has to bring the Osham at some point, like Tosfos says elsewhere, that he can bring the Osham later on, when there's not really a suffix as far as Saras, when there's a suffix only as far as Nazirus Tuma, so then he can maybe bring the Osham at that point, and if not, then it would be, then the Ravid seems to say that it would be Ma'akiv. In fact, what it would be is rather the Ravid would say, since he has to bring an Osham and he's not able to, then therefore the result is he might never be able to eat Kodshim again, because the Rambam would say that, fine, the Osham is not Ma'akev, he can still eat Kodshim, but the Ravid would disagree with that. So that's all the first time around. Now, let's continue. Tiglachas shnio shlishis, when it comes to the second or third, when it comes to the second shaving and the third, siporin loitzarech, so he doesn't need to bring the birds, the ha'ovid, because he already did that the first time around. Now for sure at this point he's done with tzaras after he's done with the first stage of tzaras, even if he had tzaras, he's done with that after the first time. So he doesn't need to bring the birds for the beginning of Parshas Metzora to be dipped in the water anymore. All he needs, my ikka. So what do you have left? Duma vaden mochotu. He might have been a confirmed Metzora. So fine. Chod of a Sophic Sop, right? So fine. He bring one of the Korbanos that he took. So then in that case, we would say one of the shavings that he did, the first shaving that he did, would be a Sophic, whether he had to start counting the 7 days. The Chod of a Sophic Tumah, say, and then the other one is, is for the suffix of his so rather chodah, the one haircut, meaning the one the second time around after the second 30 days, is going to be for a suffix that maybe he's completed his counting of the days of the Metzora after that time, meaning that in other words the first shaving would have been the one together with the two birds and the second one would be the one that normally takes place a week later, but here he being a Nazir had to wait 30 days or 1 year or whatever for it. So now this one might be the end of his sphira. It might also be the chod of a sophic tumah, sorry, and it might also be the end of the end of his tumah. And the third time around, also it's a sophic whether he was tamei. So therefore, each of those times, then he's bringing a chatas oif, which would be one of the korbanos that a nazir brings when he's done with his tumah. And then we said revius maybe korban taro or masni. The fourth time around, he brings the full korban tara. Now he brings all the korbanos that he brings that a nazir tahor would bring or masni, and he makes the tnai. That the tnai would be the e really it's supposed to be vaday nazirhu. If he was indeed a full-fledged nazir all the time, and he never had saras and he was never tumminess, then the original oila that he brought all 3 months earlier would be the oila that he brought for the requirement of his nazirus, and then vizu nadava, and the one that he's bringing now 90 days later is a nadava. So now we had in the previous Mishnah, we had Rabbi Yeshua saying, how can you bring your korbanos piecemeal? But we said, he only said about the chadid baras tamidim, only the sharp and the tamidim. But in this case, so that's what he does. He brought the oila now, and he may have brought the oila now, and he's bringing the other korbanos, the chatas and the shlomim 90 days later. That's not a big deal. And on the other hand, it might be that he's bringing all of them now. The imtomei muchlatu, if he had been tomei and confirmed in saras, if he was in fact a mitzora, oila harishonin adaba bazuchayva, then the first oila would have been an adaba. On the contrary, the one that he's bringing now at the end would be a chayva. Vezeshar korban, and now he's bringing the rest of his korban, so that way he's covered. Okay, so that covers all the various permutations of what he has to bring as far as his korbanos. So again, the questions still are, number one, does he have to bring any of the other korbanos? Does he have to bring any of the other korbanos? So again, we said maybe some of these times he's also bringing the olas ha'oif or the olas behema, and the Gemara is just not mentioning it because it's not necessary to mention. Of course, you can bring those nadava anytime you want, or maybe he's not required to because of the suffix, we're not going to impose that on him. And then as far as the osham, again, you have the question whether the Osham is ma'akiv or not. The Rambam and Tosfos learn that it's not ma'akiv, therefore he'll never bring the Osham because of his sfeikus, and then that's not a problem. He'll still be able to eat kodshim, and he'll still be able to restart his nazirus. According to the Ravid, the Osham is ma'akiv, and therefore, according to the Pshimin, you have a way out of it because you can bring the Osham and make a tnai that it should be a shlomim, but according to the Chachamim, you wouldn't be able to do that.
You're downgrading, you're going from an Oshim to a Shlomim.
So that's the thing. So what you're doing is, when you're going from an Oshim to a Shlomim, what you're doing is, you're saying that, the procedure of the korban is exactly the same. All it is, as far as the eating of the korban is going to be different, the Shlomim, anybody can eat anywhere in Yerushalayim for 2 days, for Shneyam v'Laila Echad, the Oshim, only male Kohenim can eat, only in the Azara, only for 1 day,
This is called Mevian Kodshim Leves Apsul. So this is called that are you allowed to cause that Kodshim might become possible because you're going to because you're reducing the amount of time that you can eat it. That Rav Shimon doesn't have a problem with that. Rav Shimon doesn't have a problem with that, so therefore you're able to bring this Osham and make this Tanai. That it might be an Osham, it might be a Shlomim. According to the Chachamim, you wouldn't be able to do that. So again, the Rambam learns that what we're saying is, according to Rav Shimon, you would need to bring the Osham and make that Tanai. According to the Chachamim, since anyway you can't make such a Tanai, then therefore don't bother bringing it at all, and don't worry, you're Yotze anyway, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah fully, but you're still Yotze. Whereas according to the Raivad, we would say that according to the Chachamim, you actually need it in order to be Yotze, in order to be able to eat Kodshim, and if you can't do that, according to the Chachamim, then you're going to be stuck and you're not going to be able to eat Kodshim. When the Rambam lists the various korbanos that you bring over here and what tznai he makes on each one, so in our Gemara over here we said that when he brings the Oilas Behema the first time, he says that if I was Tohar, then this is part of my Chova, and if I was Tomei, then it's Nadava, and then he goes on to say that the same thing with the other one, the Oila may have been part of the Chova of the Metzora. And the Raivad again disagrees with that, and the Raivad points out that a Metzora if he's a Metzora, then he's not bringing any Korbanos the first time. So what are you saying? What is the Rambam using the expression Ola Rishona Chovas Metzora? What do you mean the first Ola is for the Chov of Metzora? The first time around, if he was a Metzora, he's not bringing an Ola at all. He's not bringing any Korbanos yet. He only does that a week later. So the Nosa Kalim on the Rambam talk about that. For some of them want to say maybe when the Rambam uses the word Rishona, he doesn't actually mean the first one. He just means the earlier one. It would in fact be the Ola that he brings the second time around. Others of them talk about the possibility that maybe the Dieved, the Korbanos of Metzora, can be brought out of order even before he's finished, even before he's shaved and counted as Korbanos and then counted as days, etc. So therefore it can be made to work. Okay. So now the Gemara says, let's go through the possibilities. What about if, so now in the Mishnah and so far in the Gemara, we've been talking about where he was a suffix both of Mitzoda and of Tomimes. What about if it wasn't a suffix? What about if one of them was a Vada and only the other one was a suffix? So let's go through it. Tomei suffix or Mukhlat Vada. If he was definitely Tommy Mess, or the other way around, if it was a suffix, whether it was Tommy Mess, but it's definite that he was a Metzora, so then, now he'll be able to eat Kodshim after only 8 days from when his Tzaras is healed, because at that point, what's going to happen? A Metzora Mukhot, we said, is the Zeros is suspended. So therefore, so now the isthmus, and now we don't have to wait 30 days between haircuts. Now he's able to take the first haircut when the tzaras is healed, and the kohen does the thing with the two birds. Then he'll wait 1 week and shave again, and bring his korbanos. And once he brings the korbanos of the metzora, he's able to eat kodshim. Only then is he going to resume his nezirus from where he left off. So therefore, after 8 days, he'll be able to eat kodshim.
So the hair growing, according to this, is only this week.
So that's what we're going to talk about that soon. As far as a nozir, we've said you need 30 days growth of hair. But that's because by him it says gadol pera. He has to grow a pera, and pera is 30 days. By Mitzurah, the Torah tells us that he shaves a week apart. A week is enough time, we've learned before, for hair to grow. Rosh ha'ikra, lock of rosh ha'ikra, enough where you can bend over the hair and then the tip of it will touch the root. So then that's what the Torah says by a regular Mitzurah that you do that. You do two shavings a week apart.
If he's
Tommy Mess, does it need to be sprinkled with pot aldrumal water? But here we're talking about a suffix whether it was Tommy. So fine, he's going to need to be sprinkled with pot aldrumal water, but that can be done during the same 7 days that he's becoming Tahor for his Tzaraas. So he's able to eat kodshim after 8 days. He's able to finish his nazirus and drink wine, becoming tominess after 67 days. Because, so what happens? So, 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 So what happens is, again, you have the 7 days that he's counting for tzaras, where there were after he was healed from the tzaras. When we say 67 days, we mean 67 days from when he was healed of tzaras. Obviously, we don't know how long he might be with tzaras, and that also doesn't count towards the tzaras, but fine, we're not counting that. Once he becomes healed from the tzaras, 7 days pass, he brings his korbanos. Now, at that point, we say, look, you might have been a nazir tamei, but the suffix whether you became tamei mes, so you may have to wait another, on the other hand, you may be, now, if we knew that you were tamei, fine, no problem. You could be also, we're going to say soon, the Gemara is going to say soon, the same shaving won't count for two purposes, so therefore you'd have to wait, in between, but he wouldn't have to, he wouldn't have to wait a full 30 days in only 1 week in order to shave for his Naziris Tumah. And then he could throw it as Naziris Tara, and then he'd be done with it after 30 days. So you'd only need, as the Gemara is going to say soon, 44 days total. Seven for Taras, seven for Naziris Tumah, and seven for Taras, seven for Naziris Tumah, and 30 for Naziris Tara equals 44. But now, because it was Suffolk Tumah, so we tell him you can't shave, but you can't shave and bring your korbanos tumah for a nazir tamei, because what if you weren't a nazir tamei? What if you were a nazir tahor? And you need to wait 30 days. Therefore, he needs to wait 30 days. Only then can he shave and bring some of the korbanos that a nazir tamei would bring. Again, he can't bring all of them because he can't bring he'd have to bring an osham, and you can't bring an osham because of a sopik. So you can bring his chata sa'oif and maybe his ola sa'oif as well. And then he restarts his Naziros, and then 30 days later, then for sure, he's done with his Naziros Tara, and then he brings all his Korbanos Tara. So therefore, the total was 67 days.
Why two groups of seven? Why only one?
So because that's what we're saying, because we know that he was a mukhla, therefore he needs to shave. He needs to do two shavings a week apart. As far as Tumas Mess, he can't wait just 7 days. He's going to need to wait 30 days because we don't know whether he was Tumas Mess or not.
Tumas Mess automatically have to wait 30 days?
No, that's the thing. If we knew that he was Tumas Mess, he'd only have to wait seven. But because we don't know whether he was Tumas Mess, he may have been a Nazir Tahor. So what happens at the end of the 7 days when he brings his Korbanos of Tzaras, and now we're talking about we knew that he was a Metzora. So therefore, there's no suffix on that. But, So now we tell him, look, you might have been tummy mess. If you were, then fine. You only have to wait 1 week, and then you can bring your, and then you can shave and bring your korbanos and bring your korbanos toma and start your naziris over. But we don't know. You might be a nazir tahor, and as a nazir tahor, you can't shave for 30 days. So therefore, you're gonna have to wait until 30 days, and then you can then you can shave, and then that may be for your naziris tuma, maybe for your naziris tara, we're not sure. And then you'll have to wait another 30 days, which that will definitely be your naziris. That will be, so if you were tome before, then that will be your naziris tara, and if you were toho before, then that will just be a voluntary thing. That's how we get to 67, yeah. So in fact, what Tosfos says when it says Shma La'acha Shmoni Yom, it doesn't really mean after 8 days. It doesn't mean only on the ninth day. It means on the eighth day itself. On the eighth day is when he's bringing his korbanos. By the way, usually we've learned before that usually a nazir is supposed to bring his korbanos for hafila at the beginning of the Masechta. We talk about usually he's supposed to bring them on the 31st day. But here we say because the whole thing, well, you had a machlokas. Why? No, everybody agreed he should bring them on the 31st day. We had a machlokas by Pada, and we had machlokas by Pada and Ramasna. Why that is? But they both agreed with the concept. They're both Amoraim. They can't argue with a Mishnah that says that you're supposed to do that. But we said, b'dievad, you bring them on the 30th. And here, where it's all a matter of suffix, and anyway, after he finishes the first set of korbanos, he's anyway not going to be able to yet drink wine or be tamei lames. So there's less of a concern of confusing it with the case where he says full 30 days, then we'll allow him to bring his korbanos on the 30th day rather than having to wait an extra day. Okay. Another case, the Gemara says, the other way around, Mukhlat Samek with Sofik the Tomei Vade, suppose that it was a Sofik whether he was a Metzora, but we know that he was Tomei Mess, then Oichabakodshim Lacha Shloshim Beshiva Yom. Then he only needs to wait 37 days, and then he can eat Kodshim. So now what happens is, we don't know whether he had Tzaras, so he can't shave right away when the Tzaras goes away. He has to wait 7 days, and during that time also, because he was Tomei Mess, they'll be sprinkling Paradrum water on him.
Then on that day, he shaves. Now, if he was a Mitzvah, then that covers his shaving for a Mitzvah. If he was a, if he was Tommy Mess, then it covers for that. But we know that he was Tommy Mess, actually. We don't know whether he was a Mitzvah. So he does that.
That could be all around.
That's what we're saying. So he shaves on 7 days after he's healed of the suffix tzaras, 7 days after that, then he's shaving and bringing korbanos, which might be for the end of his tzaras and might instead also be and might be for his tumah. Now we tell him, so now you've done your first shaving. You may not have had saras. So now your nazirus will start again because now you brought your korbanos tumah. So therefore he waits another 30 days. Then he shaves and that second shaving will take care in case he was a mitzvah. Now at that point he brings the korbanos of a mitzvah and at that point he's able to eat kochim. The shoysa yayin, the tamal amesim, lacha shivim va'abal yom. As far as drinking wine, becoming tamei nes, he's going to have to wait 74 days. Because then what you have is, there's going to be 7 and 30 and another 7 and another 30. So you're going to have, he starts with 7 days, where at the end of the 7 days, he has the first shaving. That would be, it definitely, if he was tamei nes, he needs to shave as a tamei nes. On the other hand, he might have also been a mitzvah, as the Gemara is going to talk about now, as the Gemara is going to talk about in a minute, you can't use the same shaving to cover both. So that might be the first shaving of tzaras, it was tamei vaday, he's tamei vaday for 7 days. So that first shaving is the shaving of the nazir tamei. Now, when it comes to the second shaving, he has to wait 30 days because he might have been able to, because he might not have, because he this might be his nazirus tara. He may not have been tamei mess at all. We said he was tamei. He was tamei mess. It was vaday tamei mess. So what happened? It was suffix mitzvah. Right. So we tell him, you might have been a Mitzvah, so your first two shaving did not cover your Nazirus Tumah at all. They only covered your Tzaras shavings. So far he's had 7 days and another 30 days. And then at that point, he's able to eat Kodshim because he's done with Tzaras. But now we have to wait another 30 days that so far those two shavings might have been for his tzaras and none of them has yet been for his tumas mess. So now he needs to wait another 7 days for tiglachas tumah because he needs time for the hair to grow. Then he needs another 30 days for nezivas tara. So altogether you have 7 and 30 and another 7 and another 30 and then he brings his korbanos tara and now he's mutter to drink wine and so forth. Yeah.
So how can you be a suffix mitzvah?
So we talked about before how a person could be a suffix mitzvah. We talked about, for example, you could have the Kohen checked out two people and mixed up which one was which. We talked about there could be a case where you have a spot of tzaras appeared on the skin and there's white hair in it and you have a suffix whether the white hair was there before or not. We talked about previously when we first brought up this case of suffix mitzvah a few days ago. We talked about a number of different possibilities that we showed him and Achronim talk about how you could have suffix tzaras.
So when can you and when can you eat kachim?
So in this case where he was suffix mitzvah and vaday tamei nes, so the suffix mitzvah is taken care of after 37 days. At the end of 37 days, he's done both of his shavings. He's brought at least some of the korbanos of his tzaras. So therefore, he's covered as far as that. Now he's able to eat kachim. But now you have the concern that maybe all this time he's only been dealing with tzaras. He hasn't yet been able to do his nezirus tumah, let alone his nezirus tara. Therefore, he needs another 7 days for the nezirus tumah, which we know that he was tumah mess, and another 30 days for the nezirus tara.
Why not 30? Just 30.
Because after seven days he was tumah mess, so he needs time. After he shaves for the tumah mess, he needs another 30 days for nezirus tara. So therefore he winds up with 74 days. And the last possibility,
Tomei Vaday Muchot Vaday, if he was definitely Tomei Ness and definitely also a Metzora, then he only needs to wait 8 days to be able to eat Kodshim, because all he needs is the two shavings of a Metzora, which are a week apart. And there, since he's a Metzora Vaday, then as we've learned before, it overrides the mitzvah of a Nazir not shaving. So therefore, he doesn't need to wait any 30 days between the shavings. All he needs to wait is a week, like the normal case of a Metzora. As far as drinking wine, becoming tummy mess, then he's going to need to wait 44 days. Because what happens is, the first 7 days are only for his, taras. He can't yet be counting the zeros during that time. Because again, the zeros is suspended during the time of taras. So therefore, he needs to wait 7 days for that. Then he does 7 days for the Nazirus Tumah to allow enough time for hair to grow for him to be able to shave for the Nazirus Tumah and bring his korbanos. Then he starts his Nazirus Tara, which is 30 days.
Nazirus Tumah has to be 30 days.
Nazirus Tumah does not have to be 30 days. Nazirus Tumah only has to be 30 days, only when it's a suffix, whether it was Tumah or not. When it was Vadai, then he only needs 7 days. So therefore, so he needs 7 days for the Tzaras, 7 days, another set. Now, normally, if he hadn't been a Metzora, if he hadn't had to shave for Tzaraas, then he wouldn't need to wait any amount of time for Nazirus Tumah. As long as there's some hair there, he'd be able to shave it. But here, where he already shaved just a week earlier for Tzaraas, then he needs to wait until some hair grows back. So therefore he has 7 days for that, 7 days for Nazirus Tumah until there's enough hair for him to shave for the Nazirus Tumah, and then 30 days for Nazirus Tara.
We don't say since he had a week ago he had a little haircut and he only has a little hair.
Doesn't matter.
You don't have to wait 30 days.
Yeah. And Tosfos discusses again that what we mean is on the eighth day already the eighth day will already count as the beginning of his Nazirus, or the beginning of his 7 days of Tara or whatever. So that's what we're saying. So Tosfos actually says that when we say that after 44 days, in that case, what we mean is only on the 45th day. So Tosfos teaches out, in other words, that he'll count 7 days. On the seventh day, he'll shave. On the eighth day, he'll bring Korbanos Tumah. Starts his Nazirus Tara for 30 days. On the 31st day, in this case, the end of a full Nazirus, therefore he needs to wait till the 31st day to bring his Korbanos, only B'dievet if he brings them on the 30th day as he goes. So therefore, so now, at that point, then that's already the 45th day, that's already the 45th day, and therefore that's when he can start drinking wine and so forth. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Shalur Talmidim as Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So now Rav Shimon ben Yochai's Talmidim asked him, Nozir Toher Metzora, Maush Yigalech Tiglach Asachas. When it comes to a Nozir Toher, and a Metzora, when it comes to a Nozir who became Toher, and a Metzora, so we're saying each one of them needs to shave. Maush Yigalech Tiglach Asachas. Can he shave one shaving, the Oilolo, the Kanolakan, and it'll count double duty for both? That's Tosfos' girsa. The Rosh has a different girsa, which is also the Mefarish, that the question is, why is it that a Nazir is not like a Metzora, meaning, in other words, in effect, the same thing. Why is it that he can't do one shaving and it'll count for both? So Omalahan, sort of Shimon answers them, Einim Agaleach, the fact is that he can't, Omrlo Loma, so they asked him why. Omalahan, so he tells them there's a difference between a Nozir and a Metzora. Ilu Zelagadol Zelagadol, if both of them were the same, that they're both going to be regrowing their hair after that, for a purpose of a mitzvah, or Zelahaber Zelahaber, or if both of them, the purpose of their haircut was just in order that they can grow their hair in order to cut it, then you'd have a point that a Nozir Torah, Metzora, should be able to use the same hair cutting for both. Actually, Nozir Lahavir, Metzora Legado, but you have to consider, the Nozir, the purpose of the haircut is to remove the hair, that's it, now he's done with the Zirus. The Metzora, the purpose of it is to regrow it, so that a week later he's gonna cut it again after the Yemei Sfira. Therefore, there's a difference between them. Therefore, you can't say that it should count for both of them. So they asked him, "V'loy talos loy lemechalutoi." In that case, then maybe it shouldn't work. That the hair cutting shouldn't work after you make chalutoi, after the first hair cutting of Metzora. The talos loy lemechalutoi. Maybe at least it should count for the second shaving that the Metzora does after the 7 days count. Chalutoi means when he's confirmed as a Metzora. Sofroi means the 7 days afterwards. Yeah. Omalahan, and Rav Shimon answers them, that also doesn't work. Either Zelifne Zrikas Damim, the Zelifne Zrikas Damim, if both of them were done before Korbanos are being brought, Yofa at the moment, then he'd have a point. Ella, Mitzoda, Lifne Zrikas Damim, Nozel Achas, the Nozel Achas Zrikas Damim. The difference is the Mitzoda shaves the second time before he brings his Korbanos. He brings his Korbanos only the next day. The Nozer first brings his Korbanos, and the blood is sprinkled for him. And only then does he shave, so therefore you can't say that one shaving should count for both. So they ask him, fine, what about though, if a nozer becomes tummy mess, why shouldn't we say that the same haircutting works for the days of his tzaras and for the days of his tumas mess? So in other words, same idea. If he became tummy mess, and then before he finished with the hair cutting of the Mitzorda, he's finished with his tumor. He's finished with his tumas mess. Why can't he take one haircut? And in both cases, he's doing the haircut before he brings the korbanos. Amalahen, but Rav Shimon answers them. Still, there's a difference. Ilu zelus nebias mayim, zelus nebias mayim. If both of them were before he went to the mikveh, yofa after moment, then you'd have a good point. Ella tome la'acha bias mayim. But the difference is a nozer tome has to first dip in water of a mikveh. Mitzoda lifnei bias mayim, whereas Mitzoda does his haircut. Does his haircut before he dips in the mikveh. Only after he does the second haircut does the Torah say then he dips in the mikveh. So therefore, they're not the same. And the Gemara brings a different lashon of that last one. That the Talmidim say to Rav Shimon, Yofa Amauta Shalatalalo, the Mei Sofroi, the Lime Nizidu. So, fine, we can understand. You said well that it won't count for the one haircut won't count for the 7 days of counting for Mitzoda and for the end of Nizirus, but the Talalov Mei Chaluta, the Tumasai. But why shouldn't it work together for the Yemei Chaluta, for the days when he's a confirmed Mitzoda, after which he takes his first haircut? The Tumasai and for his Tumas mess, the Zelagado, the Zelagado, in both cases, the Zelagado, the Zelagado, in both cases, the purpose is to regrow the hair. The Nazir Tomei has to regrow his hair after that for his Nazirus Tara. The Mitzorah, after his first haircut, is regrowing his hair in order to cut it again 7 days later before he brings his karbanas. So wouldn't it be the same thing? Amalahan, the point's the second version. Rav Shimon answers them, Nazir Tahar, go Mitzorda. When it's a Nazir Tahar and he's a Mitzorda also, then it doesn't count for both. Zela Gadol, Zela Havir, because again, one is in order to, when it's a Nazir Tahar, then he's done with the Zirus. So therefore, so the Mitzorda is doing it to regrow his hair during the 7 days. The Nazir is just doing it to remove his hair. The Im Nazir Tomei, Bohu Mitzorda, as if he's a Nazir Tomei and he's a Mitzorda, there's still a difference. Zelifne Bias Mayim, Zela Acha Bias Mayim, then one is before going to the Mikveh and the other not. So therefore, there's still a difference between them. No matter how you slice it, in the words of Shimon is saying, there's always a difference between one haircut and another, and therefore you can never have that the one haircut counts for both. So that is why the Mishnah was saying that he needs to do four separate haircuts in the cases of the Suffolk over here, and this is also why he has to bring different sets of Korbanos instead of saying this is also why we have the case where he's Tomei with one, where he's Vadev with one, and Suffolk with the other. Why he has to wait 7 days, for example, between one and the next, is because the one haircut won't do double duty for both. Yeah.